In the minster this Advent, I noticed for the first time the star which hangs from the ceiling above the nave, and was told, and I'm not sure if I'm sharing company secrets here, that the star was actually a biscuit tin with some lights in it. And I think nothing could better reflect God's own repurposing and transformational creative process and power than turning a biscuit tin into the Star of Bethlehem. Taking something ordinary and common and transforming it into something which directs and guides us to the glory of God. And if God can transform something as everyday and numerous as a star to guide us to himself, how much more can he transform you, you who are fearfully and wonderfully made? In the story of the Magi, our role is to be the star. The star gains the Magi's attention. The star points towards Bethlehem, even when the Magi ignore it and journey to Jerusalem. The star hovers over the manger. It may be that you are trying to get your friends, your children, your grandchildren to more seriously consider what it means to have faith in Christ. Or maybe you are trying to bring about justice in an unjust situation. Or maybe you are supporting someone through a difficult time. In all of this, your role is to be the star. Your role is to live your life in such a way that people become interested, not so much in you, as in the joyful and loving reality to which your life is pointing. Your role is to keep pointing to that joyful, loving reality, even when those whose attention you want to direct aren't interested. Your role is to still be pointing to that joyful reality when the time comes, when those whose hearts are restless begin to wonder again about where that joyful reality is to be found. Your role is not to be Jesus, the one to whom everyone looks and who changes everything. Your role is not to be Herod, threatened by and scared of any change that might draw you away from the center of the story. Your role is not even to be the Magi, pursuing truth in the outer reaches of God's ways. Your role is to shine the light on the transforming reality of Jesus Christ. Whether people notice that shining light is not necessarily something you need to concern yourself with. Your role is to make sure that the light is shining, that everything you do, think, and speak is pointing to that transforming power and the humility of the manger. Your role is to be the star.